I saw the same god now in front of Odysseus, spurring him on, now stampeding the suitors through the halls, crazed with fear, and down they went in droves. Terror gripped them all, their faces ashen white. At last the old warrior Halitherses, Mastor's son, who alone could see the days behind and days ahead, rose up and spoke, distraught for each man there. "Hear me, men of Ithaca, hear what I have to say. Thanks to your own craven hearts, these things were done. You never listened to me, or the good commander Mentor. You never put a stop to your son's senseless folly. What fine work they did, so blind, so reckless, carving away the wealth, affronting the wife of a great and famous man, telling themselves that he'd return no more. So let things rest now. Listen to me for once. I say don't attack, else some will draw the lightning on their necks." So he urged, and some held fast to their seats, but more than half sprang up with war cries now. They had no taste for the prophet's sane plan. Winning Eupeithes quickly won them over. They ran for armor, and once they'd harnessed up in burnished bronze, they grouped in ranks before the terraced city. Eupeithes led them on in their foolish, mad campaign, certain he could avenge the slaughter of his son. But the father was not destined to return. He'd meet his death in battle then and there. Athena, at this point, made appeals to Zeus. "Father, son of Cronus, our high and mighty king, now let me ask you a question. Tell me the secrets hidden in your mind. Will you prolong the pain, the cruel fighting here, or hand down pacts of peace between both sides?" "My child," Zeus, who marshals the thunderheads, replied, "why do you pry and probe me so intently? Come now, wasn't the plan your own? You conceived it yourself. Odysseus should return and pay the traitors back. Do as your heart desires, but let me tell you how it should be done. Now that royal Odysseus has taken his revenge, let both sides seal their pacts that he shall reign for life. And let us purge their memories of the bloody slaughter of their brothers and their sons. Let them be friends, devoted as in the old days. Let peace and wealth come cresting through the land." So Zeus decreed, and launched Athena, already poised for action. Down she swept from Olympus's craggy peaks. By then Odysseus's men had had their fill of hearty fare, and the seasoned captain said, "One of you go outside, see if they're closing in." A son of Dolius snapped to his command, ran to the door and saw them all too close, and shouted back to Odysseus, "They're on top of us, to arms, and fast!" Up they sprang, and strapped themselves in armor, the three men with Odysseus, Dolius's six sons, and Dolius and Laertes clapped on armor too. Grey as they were, but they would fight if forced. Once they had all harnessed up in burnished bronze, they opened the doors and strode out, Odysseus in the lead. And now, taking the build and voice of Mentor, Zeus's daughter Athena marched right in. The good soldier Odysseus thrilled to see her, turned to his son and said in haste, "Telemachus, you'll learn soon enough, as you move up to fight where champions strive to prove themselves the best, not to disgrace your father's line a moment. In battle prowess we've